From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. British authorities say a suspicious device they found Sunday at the Manchester United football stadium was not a bomb. Police described the device as incredibly lifelike. After it was found, tens of thousands of fans were ordered to evacuate the stadium just 20 minutes before kickoff against Bournemouth in the final Premier League match of the season. The match was finally delayed but eventually called off. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking the support of Saudi Arabia in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria. The efforts come ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry met with Saudi King Salman, a key supporter of rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The official Saudi press agency says the top U.S. diplomat also spoke with his Saudi counterpart, Adel al-Jabir. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad Sunday. 11 people were killed in the blast and 21 wounded. A suicide bomber exploded a car near the front gate of the gas production facility at around 6 a.m. local time. Following the explosion, another van carrying at least six more militants wearing explosive vests gained access to the facility. After about an hour of shooting, security forces were able to neutralize the attackers, but officials say the attackers were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. In Yemen, a suicide bomber standing in a line of men at a police recruitment center near McCullough blew himself up. At least 25 people were killed and 60 wounded. This is VOA News.